This is Nelson Griswold with the Ascend Conference, and it's a pleasure to have with me Ed Walker of Armada Health. And we're going to be talking about a very innovative product and concept that Armada is bringing to our Ascend Conference and to the advisors who are part of Ascend. So, Ed, it's a pleasure to be with you.
You too, Nelson, and we're really looking forward to being part of the upcoming Ascend Conference. Thanks for including us.
Well, we're excited to have you. So let me just kind of jump into a couple of questions that I think would be very, the answers to which would be very interesting to those who are coming to Ascend. We talk a lot in our Agency Growth Mastermind partnership and with agencies that we work with across the country about the importance of having a strategic benefits conversation with the C-suite, with those C-level executives who own the profit and loss statement and who are open to a strategic look at benefits. But one of the biggest challenges they face is getting access to that C-suite. So Armada focuses on benefits for employees at that strategic level within a company, so business owners, C-suite executives. Do you experience these same challenges within your company?
We do, absolutely. We aren't immune to that either. Typically on my ride every morning for the last month, I keep hearing the same commercial, and it goes something like, you know, would you rather have more money and less time, or more time and less money? And I've heard this commercial, you know, 100 times, and it's early in the morning, and I'm driving to work, and you know, it's kind of thought provoking. I think about, you know, different things and the question, but typically, like every day, I come up with the same answer, which is, well, I'd rather have both. I'm the CEO of Armada. We've got about 100 employees here, but you know, when you think about dealing with the C-suite executives or business owners, you know, you're dealing with an individual who's very demanding. They typically have a very wide and deep grasp of issues, you know, not only in their organization, but you know, what's going around them. They're very current. On the events that are occurring, locally, nationally, and globally, you know, they look to increase revenue and decrease costs at the same time. They crave knowledge and understanding, but they have limited time. So, and typically they want what they want and when they want it. So, you know, it's regardless of what you're offering and in the business that you're in, if you're selling to that level, you know, it's a very demanding group. So, you know, at Armada, we have the same challenges that the advisors do. We want to solve the client's issues. You know, we want to stand out from our competitors, and we want to gain, a relationship with that executive, and we want to maintain it.
So, how does ArmadaCare help that independent advisor who wants access to the C-suite? How does it help him or her with what's it's very discriminating, it's a very sophisticated, and it's a very hard to access audience?
We work with our company is very advisor based. It's our core distribution channel, working with independent advisors across the country. Many of the times when we have a new advisor, you know, who learns about Armada, I believe I have a client that has this need, you know, typically, you know, the experience is something like they want a proposal right away. So they're going very much towards a product pitch. you know, what I've kind of learned over the past couple of years is, you know, just throwing the proposal over just really isn't the best approach. You know, oftentimes our advisors may be frustrated by kind of, hey, you know, we're not gonna send that proposal to you right now. But you know, we've learned that, you know, understanding, you know, a little bit more about the executive, their business, and doing more discovery, you know, up front leads to much better success. So, you know, having that upfront conversation with the right audience inside the company is really key to selling at that owner executive level. You know, and typically the HR person, they're not always connected with the broader drivers of the business and the issues that the executives are dealing with. The CEO and the CFO, you know, they have they're at the front of the train, and they have, you know, kind of a different lens of issues that are ahead of them and can impact their business. You know, when we look at, I always try to get advisors to, you know, start thinking specifically about the wants and needs of that executive. You know, and they want to get engagement. One thing I would caution though is not to make the mistake of, you know, taking too narrow of a view. So, you know, when connecting with what a leader means to an organization and the rippling effects of losing a leader to competition or a health issue, for instance, you know, it's an important perspective to take. So really getting in the mindset of what does a leader mean to that organization, and could, you know, the CEO or CFO or the owner. You know, when I think about leaders and the value that they bring to the organization, I think about three things. One is, you know, given the nature of their work, you know, they have increased health risks. They're typically, they have higher stress levels. You know, they're working long hours. They're working late. They're up early. And you know, I they have a relatively sedentary lifestyle. They're, you know, typically, you know, in meetings, sitting around, and, you know, they're not moving too much. You know, that can create more risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. Second, you know, when I think about leaders and some of the things that we need to help them with, they travel a lot. So again, when you travel, you know, there's risks there, sleep issues. You're away from home. You're not in a comfortable place. So your sleep deprivation. You know, I was an executive with a large company for 28 years. Sometimes your eating habits aren't the best. You could be eating late at night. You could be eating too much, et cetera. You're not exercising. So, you know, those are things that can really take the toll on an executive. And most of all, time. So, you know, when you think about working with that executive, every lost hour has a high dollar value. You know, they are one of the most impactful people in the organization. And if they're not there, it can even impact the productivity of others and even the entire company. So we spend a great deal of time with our advisors, orienting them around how our programs can help solve these pain points, and how our benefits factor into the lifestyle of the executive. Because, you know, typically, you know, the executives are making a lot of decisions for the benefits of others. There aren't a lot of benefit. There's few benefits for them. There's fewer health benefits. So it's really important that the advisor, this is it's unique what we do, and it's for the executive. So it's really important that they're connecting with, you know, how the executives are going to benefit from the program.
You make an excellent point. The, you know, a very hot category in employee benefits today, Ed, is the voluntary or what I call enhanced benefits, both employer paid or employee paid. But those benefits generally are for blue collar or maybe white collar workers, maybe gray collar, but not your executives. So you're right that there aren't a lot of specialized products for them. So tell me why you think that what Armada has can help these executives and then open those doors for these advisors.
Yeah. You know, typically HR is normally who the advisors engage with. For many of the, the voluntary benefits. But typically, they're not ultimately making the decision on benefit plans. So the senior decision makers, they often like hearing about new ideas. That's one of the things that CEOs, they crave knowledge and information, especially something which is going to directly benefit them. Our flagship product, Ultimate Health, I mean, it is specifically designed for owners of companies, C-suite executives. And basically, it helps solve issues such as if there's network limitations with their primary plan, there's out-of-network or reasonable and customary issues, or there's an RX formulary change, we can help solve those problems for the decision maker. Taking that hassle away, it is hassle-free. So, think about, I've changed our benefit plans, and, my wife is, typically the person who's looking at all the details of our benefits, and she said, hey, you switched plans, and did you know that, our prescriptions aren't on there? I didn't know that. So it's those little things that, it just causes an annoyance and it causes more chatter. So think about us taking that type of, annoyance away. And we do that, that's one example. But if you can do that for the executive, again, it's preserving that valuable time. They are going to stick with you. They're going to keep renewing, and they're more likely to do more with you. They can, these plans, beyond, being for themselves, also think about if they have their team, their executive team, they want to make sure that team's there to stay. So Ultimate Health is a great recruiting and retention tool. So it's really something that's unique. It's a non-cash benefit that that they'll use day in and day out. Advisors who work with us tell us that Ultimate Health creates an extra dimension of stickiness with their clients, and we see it every year. Our retention rates are, like this year, when our renewal season, 98% of our clients are retained with us. So, once they get the program and they're using it, they love it. So, kind of getting back a little bit, Ultimate Health, it really is a door opening strategy. So it allows you to take the conversation past the, the HR. One of, we don't have the budget, really, to a strategic business conversation regarding growth and how we can help with talent management, talent acquisition. So this changes the conversation, and it positions the advisor as a trusted strategic partner, and it allows the advisor to introduce additional solutions. So, this same strategy can be used even if you don't have the primary plan for that client. Ultimate Health, it really can help to set the advisor apart from their competitors, and it gives them a shot at earning that broker record as well. So if they're helping out that the C-suite, the owner, and really, again, helping them solve those pain points, you're going much broader than a product push.
You make a great point. Depending on the size of the organization, that CEO may have a number of executives who get the job and the work done for him that he's terribly dependent on. So talent acquisition and retention is of huge interest to that CEO, even but probably more so than the HR director. So to give them a tool that increases the likelihood that they can attract better talent and keep that talent, I can see would be very attractive to them. Well, so let me ask, and just do a little deeper dive here. What exactly is Ultimate Health, and how does it do these things that you're describing?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, Ultimate Health, it's a premier supplemental expense reimbursed insured solution. It can be layered on top of the group's primary health plan to offer additional coverages for the company's strategic leaders. So I'd like to, that was a mouthful, but I'd like to relate it to, if you think about a 401k plan, and then you think about non-qualified deferred comp, Ultimate Health is to the primary plan what a non-qualified deferred comp plan is to 401k. Or you could even kind of use the same analogy with disability. So this is sitting on top of the primary plan, and it's really designed to reimburse for various types of eligible healthcare expenses, and typically returns the plan to 100% coverage. So not only is it covering the the deductibles and copays, but if there's things that the plan doesn't pay, we're going to cover that. I go back to that. They don't have to worry about. I had an MRI the other day, and it wasn't covered by my primary plan. So I got the bill. I took a picture of it on my phone, and I sent it in, and it was covered. So I didn't have the hassle of having to go back and get on the phone and argue about these things. So it's unlike hospital indemnity or other gap plans. It's Ultimate Health it's not subject to any disease or event limitations. So the coverage is available for routine out of pocket medical expenses or the one I just mentioned where I had an MRI and it wasn't covered. I think for consultants, they find that they use Ultimate Health to reach decision makers within their current accounts, and even open doors with prospective accounts. And that's because the product that gets the attention of the CEOs, business owners, and other decision makers. So it's really appealing directly to what they're concerned about for themselves, and an important part of the bottom line. I can't tell you how many times I've had advisors that once they've gotten into the quote process and they're talking to the CEO or it could be the CFO or another executive, there's typically someone in that group that they may be going through some issues and kind of taking there's that whole presenteeism issue. So really our product, it's not only just the reimbursement, but it's just really taking the hassle, out of the time and the distraction in the event that, one of these executives, needs some help. Again, while it's a supplemental product, it's a lot more than that. I like to kind of go back to how leaders have a lot of impact in a company. Ultimate Health, it's really designed to be a leadership lifestyle solution that really goes beyond coverage that these care about and addresses those aspects of protection. So while the coverage can go a long way to smooth out the gaps of the primary plan, it's equally important that Ultimate Health also tends to the broader health and productivities of that executive.
So Ed, let me just speak to, there's a high level of concierge and service and just in a broader sense, service looking after a lot of the needs of the executives that I think most of us, certainly the HR department's not thinking about, the advisor's not thinking about, but this benefit, really meets the needs of these executives where they live.
Yeah, just beyond the reimbursement, we are our customer base. We're working with the owners and executives. So throughout our organization, we have to have white glove. So from day one, when we bring on a client, we are really engaged with them. We're walking them through all the conveniences of the program, how to use it. We want them to use this benefit. We want them to file claims. We want them to use their prescription card, because if they use it at the end of the year, they're gonna want to keep using it. We've built in a premier travel emergency solution. So think about the executive, but these executives' children, they travel. And let's say that one of them's in Bangladesh and something happens, that executive doesn't want them to go to a hospital, the closest hospital. They're going to want that their child to be back at home and seeing the best doctors. One of the other things that we do is the executive may have a primary care physician, but let's say that there's some kind of specialty care that they need. We also have built in a specialty care navigation. So I like to refer to it as match.com, where we're matching up the patient's need with the top specialist in that category. So again, it's getting them to the right person quickly, so they're getting the best care. And also when you're getting to a specialist, that can actually be a reduction in cost, because you're getting the right solution at the right time. Those are just a couple of examples of beyond just reimbursement, just going the extra mile from a service standpoint for these clients.
Well, it occurs to me that any good benefits firm is going to be talking about the service that they offer the account and the service that they provide the employees who might have a question about an EOB or perhaps access to care, something like that. But Armada basically becomes an extension of the agency as far as the executive is concerned, right? It's part of his health plan. So you're able to provide this extremely high-level customized concierge service to the executives at your client company that's perceived as an extension of the service that your firm provides. I think I don't see how this couldn't be a benefit to an agency. So what would be the next step you would suggest in terms of implementing the strategy, the Armada strategy?
Yeah, so even if you don't have an immediate need to work with Armada, I want to go back to kind of this initial question you asked was about gaining access. Let me give you a few more thoughts that might help gain access to the owner executive, and while they're basic, they are time tested. So the one that I talked about was, you got to know your audience. You got to do your homework. You're going to be dealing with individuals who can handle they've got great bandwidth. They know a lot about a lot. So you have to be a little bit more prepared than a typical call where you may be just selling, a benefits package to the mass population. Second is, we talk a lot about the C-suite, and we always think CEO. When you're doing your investigation on the company, should you be going to the CEO? Maybe you should be going to the CFO. If it's more of a technology sale, or maybe the CTO should be involved. So that's one of the things that I think, you know, has changed, is really understand CEOs are more involved in the day-to-day, as well as the entire C-suite. So, but it's knowing who to go to. The one thing the CEO doesn't want to do is, you know, if you know them and have access, they don't want to undermine any of their, you know, key team members. So I think it's an important point to just drive home that you need to make sure that you're seeing the right executive, and it doesn't always have to be the CEO. You know, get to the point that goes to the time issue. I used a great suggestion someone gave me is, you know, use the Moses rule: 2 slides, 5 bullets each, like, you know, like the Ten Commandments. You know, if you can't tell me in 2 slides, you know, they're not going to get it. You know, so they have limited time. They really want you to get to the point. They want to know what the opportunity is. They want to know what's in it for them. They want to know about value. So those are just a couple, you know, 3 things that I just wanted to pass on. If you do want to learn more about Ultimate Health and Armada, you know, I would suggest, you know, we're at the heavy renewal season. You know, we've got our off-cycle planning and interactions that we're now preparing for. You know, we do have access to you know, some tools that can help, and you can download and walk through kind of a step-by-step process. But you know, we're happy to you know, to engage with, you know, the advisors of Ascend and how we can work together, and how you know, how Ultimate Health can really be, you know, kind of that the tip of the spear in helping them to gain access to the top of the organization.
Ed, I love it. And in full disclosure, I originally reached out to you on LinkedIn because I'd heard about Ultimate Health and thought it was a brilliant solution. So innovation is a big part of what Ascend is about. If you are interested in learning more about Armada and Ultimate Health, Ed's going to be on one of the innovation panels at Ascend. You'll have a chance to hear more from him at that time. And you can check out the armadaglobal.com website for information there as well. But if you're coming to Ascend, you'll have a chance not just to hear Ed on one of the innovation panels, but have a chance to talk with him and, you know, find out a little bit more. And as you know, we promote meaningful conversations. And so I would urge you to have a meaningful conversation with Ed or one of his team at Ascend. So Ed, it's been fun kind of diving into this with you. By the way, I love the Moses rule. Interestingly, most advisors have that same mindset as the CEO or CFO that they want to talk with. It's like, how many slides do you want to be presented with? So I think that's a great reminder to keep it simple, keep it short and to the point. So information like that is so useful. And when you've got a strategy like Ultimate Health, I think you can make a lot of headway because of the differentiation and because of the strategic value of a product like this. So Ed, thanks again. We look forward to seeing you in January at Ascend. And for the Ascend conference, this is Nelson Griswold. We'll look forward to seeing you in January.
Thank you, Nelson.